What was the ACLU saying?
Yeah, so the ACLU said that the company should put a moratorium on sales of its facial recognition technology to governments. You know, it's unclear exactly how widespread the use of this is, but there's been a couple reported cases of a sheriff's office in Oregon and the Orlando City Police Department using this this technology, or at least piloting it.
Was there even any argument among investors?
It's unclear yet. Amazon did not release a vote tally saying, you know, exactly how many people had voted for this proposal. They say that's coming out in a filing later this week. But the ACLU did seem to speak out passionately in favor. I'm sure it drew some level of support from other investors. It's unclear exactly what at this point.
And there are Amazon employees who have supported this proposal.
There are. Yeah, there was an internal petition circulated about a year ago, or at least it started about a year ago, asking the company to reevaluate or to examine its stance on this facial recognition technology, making some of the same claims that the ACLU does, that, you know, really in the wrong hands, it could be dangerous and lead to discrimination.
Okay, so does Amazon hope if they're just quiet, maybe the fight will go away? I mean, what are they saying about recognition?
They've had kind of an evolving response. I think at the beginning they would have hoped that if they stay quiet, it would kind of go away. But clearly the temperature on this, you know, both among their shareholders and in Washington, D.C. and other regulatory agencies is pretty hot. They've said, you know, it's not a good idea to try to eliminate use of technology just because of the potential for abuse. They've indicated they're open to some sort of regulation or regulatory regime on facial recognition. So they've started to engage with their critics, but really not as much as the critics, of course, would have hoped.
And, of course, also there is the whole idea of profit.
Oh, exactly. And Amazon has been very good at that in their long term.
Okay, so speaking of activism, shareholders also voted on a proposal to deal with climate change?
Well, they did, yeah. A group of employees, more than 7,000 of them, had signed an open letter and supported a proposal that would have asked Amazon to compile essentially a list of its planning for climate change, how it will deal with disruptions, and also how it planned to get off fossil fuels. You know, there was a bunch of very passionate employees who stood to speak for this and be recognized during the meeting. And then, you know, again, after it was voted down, they gathered after the meeting to say, hey, we're not going to give up this fight.
I guess the employees don't feel like they're risking their jobs by standing up to their company?
No, they certainly don't seem to be. I mean, especially if you get thousands and thousands to put their name on this letter publicly. I think it's an echo of sort of the activism you've seen down in Silicon Valley as well. You've seen Google employees raise their concerns about that company's engagement with the U.S. military. I think there's a tone that, you know, if you're in tech, there's the doors at least cracked open to employee activism.